You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from Radio Marca in Madrid, Spain.
Madrid.
I believe Radio Marca is, I just read this, let's see if I can get this, La Voz del Deporte. Is that right? El Voz del, they're the voice of sports in Spain.
There you go. Yeah.
This place is cool, man. How about my guy in the Red Sox shirt? I wasn't expecting that.
All right.
joining us now, we're calling the bullpen. We need some help. Got to get through the game with a win. Big man Mitch Tischler joining us.
The closer.
You can see him on the Monumental stream for the YouTube crowd. We'll shout him out real quick. And, of course, you can hear him. What up, Mitchell?
How we doing, boys?
We're good.
Hopefully.
Struggling, Mitch. Struggling.
You're not the only one. It's been a long day.
Bro.
How hard was it for you? So you got to go back to the hotel. Did you nap? Did you shower? What'd you do?
Definitely showered. I needed that. That's my. I've taken three showers so far today because I need the wake me ups.
Yeah.
Got back to the hotel, edited the podcast that we did earlier today, then put together the graph, put together some graphics and stuff.
Shout out to the graphics.
It's been a busy day, but you know what? It's been a good day.
Yeah, dude. It's been a good day.
Everybody was talking about, oh man, y'all going to Spain? It's gonna be so much fun. Hell with that.
Saturday. Saturday's one day we don't have to work.
Friday night and Saturday.
All of a sudden, we got getting ready to leave. We're going to catch up with the time.
Well, I also think, I don't know for you, because you got a lot going on. As of now, as of 7:04 p.m. Madrid time Wednesday, I don't have to work Saturday. I expect that to change, however, by Saturday.
You know what?
tomorrow, probably.
Mitch, this is his problem. Even if somebody didn't have that idea, he just gave it to him. see, JP likes to work extra.
You guys both have a similar problem in that you can't say no.
No,
I don't. You work a lot extra, too.
No, yeah. Y'all don't ever hear me say anything on the air about, I'm expecting somebody to call me. No.
All right.
Not me.
We'll call the bosses at Monumental and 106.7 and see if they can find an extra
slot. No, they can't find none of me.
Mitch, how cool was it to be at Real Madrid?
Yeah, it was very cool. I keep going back to 2016 when we were in London and they practiced on that rugby field.
No, the practice was at this like
third tier rugby field that was surrounded by like
empty kegs,
which
it was like a bar. I remember Josh Norman.
If they weren't empty, I would have liked it a lot more, but they were empty.
Josh Norman was trying to play through a concussion, basically. He got a concussion the week before, really wanted to play in the London game because he was such an international dude. Mm-hmm. Pogba was there with him. And I remember Josh Norman coming off the bus, looking at that field with his hood pulled tight. And
remember, it was all the way over his eyes.
And it was like there was a feeling of, where are we, man?
What the hell is this?
So comparing that field that week that we were there to being at Real Madrid today was night and day.
One of the owners affiliated with Real Madrid?
Bro, there's so many owners that
but
that
I
could
think
be the case.
I think the guy that owned the Google stuff is also a part owner of Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, I think, is owned similarly to how the Packers are owned.
By the city?
No, it's like club members. But we were talking about this earlier because I found this shocking. Just seeing the scope of Real Madrid and knowing how big of a brand that is internationally, all of it, their valuation, as of the latest Forbes, was less than $7 billion.
Okay.
And I think it speaks to the differences in television rights in the United States.
Yeah.
And so, we could scream about, all the different streaming services you need and everything.
I'm ready to scream about it.
But these teams are getting rich.
Yeah.
They're getting rich, but you look at Real Madrid compared to the Commanders. The Commanders' valuation might be higher.
We ain't paying nobody
$100-something million.
Right. I think
they probably pay more than one guy over $100 million.
I think salary caps make a big
difference. And when they went to get Mbappe, they had to pay the team $60, $70, $80 just to talk to him. They have NFL has a lot of valuation, but it's like buildings and this, that, and the other. The soccer team, straight cash, homie.
Right.
They got a lot of damn cash.
There might not be anybody over $100 million right now, but in 2 years there's going to be someone that's probably over, $500 million?
Yeah, but people like Messi and all them dudes making
– Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, it's like soccer pay a lot of damn money, dude.
Well, and American valuations just tend to be higher. American valuations – I was reading this earlier. The NBA – team valuations are 11x revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So their revenues don't touch. Real Madrid has more than $1 billion a year in revenue. But these soccer teams their valuations are based on a 5 or 6x revenue. So it's just.
Man, they're really poor.
The biggest thing I point to, Real Madrid, this iconic, gigantic, huge brand, plays in a stadium named after a dude. If that stadium was Santander Bank Bernabeu Stadium, what do you think that would cost?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
a
I mean?
Lot.
Not all the teams over here do naming rights and all that.
Yeah,
in America, we sell everything.
Maybe you should
everything's
see
for it, sale, dude.
You guys should see if you can get Beamish and Finley Stadium.
I don't think we got the scratch.
If we had that type of money, believe me, we'll find something else better to do with it.
I think Radio Marca might – I don't know if it's the official home of Real Madrid. Maybe my guy knows that. Are Real Madrid radio not on this air? Okay. Well,
close.
To our audience, they are.
Yeah.
To everybody in D.C., they might as well be.
But you know what's interesting? My guy, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe there's only two La Liga teams in Madrid.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay, so there are four.
Yeah, so you were off by half.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That's almost past.
You tried, though.
The Dolphins practiced at the Atletico Madrid field. The Commanders practiced at Real Madrid. You think about when we were in London, there's 37 Premier League teams there, and somehow they ended up on a rugby stadium.
One thing that's a good point. What struck me today, I walked into the stadium.
So B went to the stadium.
I'm going to the stadium tomorrow morning.
I'm like, that damn field is flat. And most NFL,
you talk about this all the time, and I love
NFL
it.
Fields are crowned. Feels flat. You're going to see a couple of low balls to the sideline tomorrow. Promise. I mean, on Sunday.
You know what? That might be good for this Commander's defense. They need every bit of help they can get.
Because, you know, like, the quarterback is going to be throwing the ball down.
Right.
And if he throws it the same way he normally does, it's going to go lower.
That's a really interesting thing to watch on Sunday. I can't wait. I think it's going to be so fun. I have a good Spanish trivia for us. I don't think we're going to get this, honestly, but maybe our guy can help. Five teams in Spain have the Real designation. This is coming from Joey Sabat, who knows his soccer stuff.
He does.
Five teams in Spain have the Real designation, which was given to the clubs who acknowledge the Spanish monarchy's rule.
Yeah.
Is it the king or the queen?
King.
Okay. Yeah. And the king is the honorary team president. What's the king's name? Let's shout him out. What's the king's name? King Felipe.
King Felipe.
Shout out to you.
We drove by his house.
We did. No, we drove by the president's house.
Oh, it was
house.
The president. That's right.
But we got to go see the palace.
Yeah, Felipe the sixth.
Was Felipe IV good, Lamphill?
I don't know.
Well, you know, Lamphill says six because he's Jim Andrew Bones.
That's true. Can we get the five Spanish Real teams? I'll go first.
No.
Real Madrid. All right, I'm on the board.
No, that's the only one I know.
Isn't there a Villarreal? Sociedad?
Of course.
Lanville, you got these? Isn't there a Villarreal? Does that count?
I don't think so.
Real Mallorca.
What about Real Barcelona?
Oh, Oviedo.
Nah, it's not Real.
I know.
That was fake Real.
Okay, is that five or four? Okay. Now we know all the Reals.
Can you repeat anyone except for Real Madrid right now?
No.
That was a question for JPB.
Can you?
No.
Obviously, Real Madrid and Barcelona are the top dogs. Atletico Madrid's pretty good.
Yeah. I think
Sevilla.
I think Cowboys Redskins is Atletico Real.
Oh wow.
No, what is Barca Real?
Who's,
El Clasico.
Who's Real Madrid's biggest rival?
Barcelona, dude. Yeah, right. Barcelona's won, then Atletico. Like, who do you
Derby.
Root for? Who's your team? Oh, you root for the underdogs. I like it. That might be my team. I like picking random. I root for Leeds in England. I might root for who's my
Celtic
team?
Also,
Celtic is a powerhouse. Damn it, it's the finest football club in all of Europe. The Scottish League has been screwed by the English League for hundreds of years.
It's not working, dog.
Make me sound like my father out here.
It's not working.
The Scottish hate the English. Who would have thunk it?
It's not working, Jay.
All right, Real Oviedo. I think I nailed that.
Yeah.
Real Jerome Bettis?
Real Ovirongo.
Real Ovechkin?
JP tried to speak Spanish to a nice young gentleman in the street today during the middle of our
He can speak slow Spanish. He can't speak fast.
My man replied in fast Spanish. I need a sign that says, please speak slowly.
Despacio, por favor.
Despacio. Más despacio.
That's about the best I got for you. What else does Joey got for us?
I don't know.
His one question.
I don't know. We'll do more Spanish trivia. What'd you make of Dan Quinn's pretty honest assessment of the discipline issues in the last game and how he addressed them?
I think he probably addressed it correctly. And, you know, we're all looking at this Amon-Ra punch that he threw in hindsight. But regardless of what Amon-Ra did, you can't throw a haymaker the way that Daron Payne did.
You can't.
And certainly, you said no?
I said you can't.
Yeah, but, you but can't.
The referee has to call that first, because
right.
If the referee does his damn job, that other thing doesn't even happen.
And Amon-Ra was on his podcast or whatever his show was today. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. And he said, oh, I tried to push Daron and accidentally got him in the face or something like that.
You pushed him, then you punched him. And the referee was right there.
Words that I'm not allowed to say on the radio, I would like to say right now. But malarkey is the word that I'll come up with for the moment.
Oh, crap.
You know, I think Dan has done a relatively good job of owning mistakes. And that's nice and, you know, fuzzy and it feels good. But at the end of the day, you just need the football team to play better. And if DQ taking over the defensive play calling isn't a catalyst, I'm not saying this team's going to go run off six, seven games in a row. I just want to see a competitive defense. Guys lined up correctly, not discussing where they're supposed to be as the opposing team is snapping the ball, consistent with the way that they, you know, are being asked to run things. Because
you sound like me, Mitch.
That's been your.
I've been saying that for two and a half, three. No.
It's just
for about four and a half, 5 years.
Dan Quinn loves to preach consistency, and the only consistent part of this defense is that it's been inconsistent,
mm-hmm.
And it's downright embarrassing the number of points and yards that they've given up. I think opposing teams have punted four times in the last four games, maybe five times.
Once in the last two.
That's not good.
I mean, that's you can't ever win a football game. It doesn't matter how good your offense is if the opposing team isn't punting.
If they're not punting, your offense is not on the field.
Totally. And, you know, I do think they can win with Marcus. Like, offensively, they've been okay. So I had a golf – John Scott Rattan is a really, really good golf instructor. And I had a lesson with him years back. And he's like, all right, what's up with your game? I'm like, man, I'm just inconsistent. Like, I'll hit a good drive and then a bad iron. I'll get on the green in two and putt bad. He's like, you're not inconsistent. You're consistently bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Washington has been. It's not inconsistent. There's consistency to this.
Yeah.
Like, it's been bad. And I think they've taken some ownership of that, and I think that's good. We got a bunch of boys in the control room.
Oh,
now.
Look at this.
Fellas?
Hey, guys.
Can the fellas prepare us a Spanish sports trivia contest where you guys ask us some Spanish sports trivia?
But it has to be in English because I think
yeah.
There's very little Spanish spoken on this
English,
side of the
por
glass.
Favor, or más despacio.
Yeah. Más despacio.
All right, we'll do that at 1:30. We'll do that at 7:30. We'll do it in the next segment. So you guys come up with some trivia questions.
I do think there was a little bit of vindication for Bobby Wagner in that last game against the Lions, because you saw how poor the defensive plan is to have a linebacker lined up one-on-one with running backs that are as electric as the Commanders have seen the past couple weeks. And that touchdown that Jahmyr Gibbs scored, he's scoring that touchdown against 99 out of the top 100 linebackers that are in the NFL, because linebackers can't keep up with his speed. And, you know, if I want to point to one very specific thing that I don't want to see on Sunday, is Devon Achane set up one-on-one with a linebacker, whether it's Jordan McGee, Frankie Louvu, or Bobby Wagner. And that'll be the smallest microscopic piece of data that shows me that Dan Quinn is doing a better job than Joe Witt did.
But the thing of it, though, if they get pressure on the quarterback, you would not see those type of plays.
Brian, if my aunt had wheels, she'd be a bicycle.
But I'm trying to tell you, dog, you can't stop that linebacker from possibly being on that running back most times.
Because the offense can also force that.
That's how it happens. It's been happening since before I played. If that running back is on the field and the linebacker is on the field, at one point he's going to be checking him. You know, but if you get pressure, you never ever get that running back going all the way up and up and out.
And what you'd like to see to take that one step further is maybe you do have the linebacker in coverage, but but you have safety help. Because a lot of times what you see is like the Gibbs touchdown, the first one might have been the easiest score he made. He came down, I don't know if it was a choice route or just a straight arrow or what, but McGee was positioned to take him to the outside and started to break to the outside. Gibbs broke it inside, and there was nobody there to stop it. So like things like that straight could be designed.
It was an option run.
And to Brian's point, the previous week the Lions played the Vikings, and the Vikings got after Jared Goff, and
they couldn't do nothing.
Jahmyr Gibbs had to stay in, and he ran the fewest routes that he had all season because he had to stay in and help and block. Mm-hmm. The problem is that this defense is not going to generate pressure, and you know,
I just think
you can point
that
to the injuries, you can point to everything else. They just don't. They just don't generate pressure.
DQ has way more experience calling plays, and may know how to do it in a different way, different order, different routine, and may get a little bit more effectiveness out of it.
I also think
I think guys might respond to like, all right, like
they better.
Yeah.
I mean, if your head coach is calling them stuff, and we know he got experience, like what Sean Spring stated today, doesn't make a difference if it's DQ or Joe Witt. If they don't execute what they're supposed to be executing, it's not going to work.
My issue is that I don't think they're even put in they haven't been in position to execute. You're in week 9 going into week 10 of the season. And the miscommunications at the line of scrimmage pre-snap are constant. And it's a huge problem that as centers are snapping the ball, so often you see DBs or turned around and talking to each other. And that's where I think Dan Quinn can help this thing out.
I hope, because those same players that were communicating when the ball snapped say they had great weeks of practice and they were ready to go.
I'm sick and tired.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it gets to a point where those guys may not just know what the hell they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
I talk about this in my technical world and in what you know, in the job that we do in the tech side. When a video signal isn't getting to a certain place, you got to start somewhere figuring out where the issue is. And you start, you know, at the top, figure out if this small change from DQ to Joe Witt is a real difference maker. If it's not, then you kind of start working your way down the line to figure out where's the weak link, where is this issue coming from? Because when I see these guys, you know, pointing to each other and trying to figure out where the heck they're supposed to be, it reads to me that they don't know what they're doing. But because it's been happening for so long, you know, more than half the season now, there has to be some breakdown in the way that the coaching staff is communicating what they're supposed to do to those guys. It doesn't jive that these guys just flat out can't figure out where they're supposed to be. There has to be some sort of communication issue from game plan to field.
I do have some good news.
I love good news.
Caller number 10 right now to 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to Maryland football Saturday, November 22nd against the Michigan Wolverines. That's right, Terps versus Wolverines. Join the Maryland Terrapins football for its 2025 home finale against Michigan. Don't miss your last chance to see Maryland football in Terpsville this season. Caller 10, 800-636-1067.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.